No space left at packed book launch. Hundreds packed into the big room at the Casa Pub in Liverpool, the venue of the Socialist Party's weekly meetings, for the launch of the late Tony Mulhern's autobiography, The Making of a Liverpool Militant, just days after his sad passing. The room was overflowing. There wasn't even standing space left. A film of Tony's life was shown, and an array of speakers included Unite General Secretary Len McCluskey, Derek Hatton and Dave Nellist. Len McCluskey remembered his years on Merseyside, and encouraged the audience to read Tony's other major publication, Liverpool, A City That Dared to Fight, written with Peter Taaffe, Socialist Party General Secretary. Derek Hatton, deputy leader of Liverpool's Socialist Council in the 1980s, said that Militant, relaunched as the Socialist Party since 1997, provided a political strategy that was essential to the anti-cuts struggle in Liverpool. Former Militant Labour MP, Dave Nellist, spoke on behalf of the Socialist Party. He praised Tony's lifelong contribution to the fight for socialism, saying he had remained a Socialist Party member until the end. Socialist Party members from across the country joined the event. The Socialist, with a short obituary for Tony by Peter Taaffe, was widely sold, and a leaflet distributed. The Making of a Liverpool Militant by Tony Mulhern, £10 plus postage at www.leftbooks.co.uk.